What's good? Welcome to the RapQuest Northwest podcast, an independent hip-hop pod with a Pacific Northwest focus, because we live here. I'm Medium Milton.
And I'm RK. Each episode, we'll be getting you up to speed with notable independent hip-hop releases from around the way and beyond, breaking down a favorite, somewhat recent album from the great PNW, and trying our best to make a case as to why you should add it to your rotation.
This week, we'll be breaking down Gifted Gab's 2023 release, G-Body Music. RK will give y'all some music pairing advice with Song Sommelier. In this week's tangentially related power ranking, RK will rank cars commonly seen around the PNW with a twist. And we'll finish it all off with Squim Washington's favorite segment, Two Bars and an Accidental Bronson. That's all coming up. But first, OG Neeks and Estimate.
It's RapQuest Northwest Podcast in the building. You know who it is?
Welcome back to the RapQuest Northwest Podcast. We're going to jump right into this episode with a segment called Song Sommelier.
The rules are pretty simple. One of us will set the stage with a song, its artist, title, release date, etc. And the other will come up with an activity that pairs well with the song. The catch is the activity must also be related to a noun from a randomly generated list. And we can only use each word from the list once. You get all that? If not, then pay the fuck attention, because school is now in session. Let's get started.
All right, kick us off with our first song.
All right, first song today is Happy Days by Cash McClain, produced by OG Neeks. Vegetable. Doing my show is incredible. Robert Parr. Throw them to the stars, see me from afar, keep your distance. Yeah. Protect your neck, knock the necks, knock Smith grinding, chain of cigarettes. Keys and doors are locking none. Pews and cues and call me none. Beaks and bruising, yeah. Tommy none. Raining in my city, rain near a hand, still feeling iffy. This show went off, it was wild, kind of.
That's a good sample, I like that. Soulful ass sample.
Is he posing you up?
Keep that bitch balanced.
Hey, Jordan, shit balanced, you know what
I'm saying? I'm pretty sure when he's saying Jordan, he's referring to the rhetorician. Like, they're, like, yelling at, like, an actual other rapper.
Oh,
like,
really? That's funny. Yeah, I didn't know if that was, like, an actual recording. Like, one of their recordings, if it was, like, a sample or, like, a, you know, clip from, like, a video or some shit like that. That's funny. Yeah. Fuck with it. All right. Hit me with my nouns.
All right. You ready?
Yep.
Your words are cornmeal, expression, roar, or yolk.
What? Man, cornmeal might be a good one. I don't know if I want to waste that. Cornmeal, expression, yolk, and what?
Roar.
I'm going to go with, yolk. I don't even know why.
Because all happy days start with an egg breakfast.
Hey, yeah, that's actually a good one. Yeah. Yeah. My question, though, is what are we talking about? Sunny side up, over easy, over medium, over hard. Soft boiled, hard boiled, poached.
My favorite eggs are over easy.
I mean, yeah, this is a classic.
Yeah, I'm basic.
The side of bacon or the sausage, and then you like dip it in the fucking yolk.
Like your even just Damn. Like your toast, like a little bit of sourdough toast, like
yeah, just
dipped
with
in the
egg yolk on it. Yeah,
yeah, that sounds like a happy day. I feel
that
like
sounds like
Fonzie.
A happy day. Yeah, that's chill. I mean, it made me happy and hungry immediately, so I'm here for that. All right, what's gonna be our next song?
All right, our next song is gonna be Vin Diesel by Black Skin, produced by Old Milk. Sitting regal, smoking legal, got Vin Diesel in my split. Grip the wheel upon the V and drive like I ain't got no sense. Put my foot up on the gas and do the dash to get the chips. Money calling, I've been stalling, I still gotta pay the rent. Sitting regal, smoking legal, got Vin Diesel like in my split. Grip the wheel upon the V and drive like I ain't got no sense. Put my foot up on the gas and do the dash to get the chips. Money calling, I've been stalling, I still gotta pay the rent.
Where's Black Skin from?
Seattle.
Oh, let's go.
I work hard and stack it high. The theory work
I
when
give
it's
it up
applied.
To old milk
and I'm
on this
too cool for school,
just,
nigga. You gon' see me
try.
In the morning, raise my palms and I thank
the
God that I'm alive.
Roll the weed, I'm getting baked and
I
yet,
get my piece
it.
Of the pie.
No
spending
way.
Hours
yeah, yeah.
On
oh,
the
bro,
road,
don't
trying
be,
to build an enterprise.
Coordinate
the destination with my guys to
be
arrived. Find his garments, need no garments. See the route is by design. Blow smoke
like
Harlem.
I like that like stutter with the
Regal smoking
lead,
got
beat,
Vin Diesel
like,
in my split. Grip the wheel upon the V and
fire.
Drive like I ain't
yeah,
got
so
no sense. Put
like
my foot
the t-shirt
upon the
and
gas
came
and
with
do
like,
the dash
like,
to get the chips.
The, like,
money calling, I've been stalling,
oh,
I still
word.
Gotta pay the
that's
rent.
Cool.
Seeing Regal smoking right, legal, so. Got Vin Diesel in my split.
Yeah, shouts out to Black Skin. Yo, stop smoking Reggie. I think like sometime in June. All right, so your words here are expression, roar, or cornmeal.
Dang, I'm gonna go with cornmeal because that track is like fucking just gritty and like you
that's
know
sick. Yeah. All right,
what's up next?
So the next song is Lows by Eyes Low Matisse.
Why you stay hiding from your lows? Shouldn't be hiding from your lows. You probably thinking that you're past that. So really ain't no need to backtrack. That's why you stay hiding from your lows. Shouldn't
oh,
be hiding from your lows.
Crispy drums too.
Take pride in your lows.
That bass sounds good. That's a good beat.
Cause everybody knows. If you just accept it, let it go. It'd be the type of thing we'd laugh at. Looking at those memories on Snapchat.
Honestly, this is a really clean recording
to
too.
There ain't no need to front, yeah. Baby. It's just sounds you and good. Me. And we can talk to each other without covering our secrets. So take off that mask. Let me peep it. You don't need to be ashamed.
Spokane's number one rap crew. So that's a member.
I mean, this is good music coming out of Spokane.
Take the commotion and calm, hold them both in your palms. Look at them, no cause.
I like that mix of singing and rap.
Just harvest your seedlings because everything you gather adds crops to the farm. Everybody grow through what we go through. Nourish your soul.
Yeah, this is a very well produced song. It sounds professional.
Just to get it right. Ain't nothing simple, but I know you got it in you if you give it time, all right?
Man, that bass sounds so good.
I know you got it in you if you give it time, because even though that bad shit behind us,
yeah.
We can let it remind us that all them dark clouds had silver.
Yeah, so that okay. Was Lowe's by Eyes Low Matisse. You could catch him at the Chameleon on August 15th with Krevins, Estimate, and Malik Colors, so that'll be fun.
Let's go. Should be a good show. All right, what nouns I got left?
All righty, we have expression or roar.
I'll say expression. That song, I mean, it's, you know, it's definitely expression. Like, you ain't gotta hide from your lows. Like, come on, yeah, that's great. A lot of emotional depth in that song. I fuck with it. It's a vibe. I know I say that a lot about a lot of songs, but it's true. It just sounds good. Yeah. All right. What's our last song?
Alrighty. Our last song is Black Grapes featuring Jordan Bryant, produced by Corey B by Boca.
How you move so smooth, how you dance like that? You either go to school, hoop, or you write some raps. Homie, I was always cool, always sat in the back. I'm black, I'm black, I'm black, I'm black. I'm black. How your hair like that, how you set these trends? How you walk like that, how you talk
hey,
like this?
I should say an expression for this one.
Like this. I'm black, I'm black, I'm black, I'm black, I'm black. Know who you are when it's world, what you are when it's world.
I'm usually not a huge fan of songs that have like this fast of a tempo, but it is a vibe, I'm riding with it.
Created evil, we was first on this earth, now we stuck with this curse that's making it tough for the search, and they say we disrupt in the surf. We done shed blood and some turds, but treated like dirt for many, many years. And what's worse, when niggas was in office, they all said that he was awful because he had to come and clean up what had happened before. Ask why I'm hurt, I couldn't even rap in verse. You ain't ask, don't deserve on my word. I'm a picture. I feel what I feel. It's gonna take time to heal, but I'm proud that I'm young black still. How you move so smooth? How you dance like that? You need to go to school.
Nice track.
Yeah.
All right. What's my last word?
Your word is roar.
Roar. Hell yeah. Yeah. I feel like he was roaring on that track. I mean, he had everything in that track. Knowledge, power, some black excellence shit. I mean, it was good. Fucking positive vibes. Yeah, that was a great track.
Yeah, I think Boca's really good. Also, like, that Corey B production. Like, when the instruments would, like, come in and out as well. Like, that was fire.
Yeah, I'm like, was that beat built from the ground up? And especially, like, that little guitar solo at the end and shit. Yeah, I'm like, that's a great, well-rounded production, you know? And, yeah, like I said, I don't usually go for, like, very, like, fast-tempoed hip-hop songs. But I was riding with that. That was good. That's cool. He was also spitting bars out his mouth. Like, yeah, that was great.
A lot of the Boca I've heard has been fire.
Yeah, top tier. Yeah. That's cool. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah.
We got plans on covering some albums.
Yeah, actually. A little sneak peek. Next week, we're going to do Everything Must Go, which is the last, like, Boca album.
Sick. And you said he's out of Portland?
Yeah.
Cool. Heard great things out of Portland.
Yeah, there's some fire, definitely. But, I mean, there's, like, a lot of fire coming out of, like, a lot of places in the Pacific Northwest right now. Like,
I mean, yeah, as we've just heard.
Yeah, we kind of, like, went all over the place.
I mean, yeah, we just covered, like, what, fucking 600 miles or something?
Yeah,
Seattle, Bellingham, Spokane, Portland. Yeah. Yep. Cool. Well, I guess that wraps up Song Schmalier. Next up, we're going into our album breakdown of G-Body Music. Let's go.
And that's it for Song Sommelier, the PNW's favorite game to play.
All right, let's get into it.
Media motherfucking Milton RK, man. These niggas on Rap Quest Northwest Podcast.
What they think they is talking shit about, motherfuckers?
For this episode, we're discussing Gifted Gab's G-Body Music, which dropped on April 20th. Of 2023.
And this fucking album right here is the type of shit you cruise to. It's got that superb low end, clever as fuck word plays, and some skits that will have you rolling. So let's get into the album. We'll start off with that first song, Fee Game. Yeah. And this is the intro to the album. Right off the top, this is a vibey intro. You know, not all artists start their albums off with intros, and sometimes intros and outros are kind of like a bonus feature, but they're not like an amazing part of an album. But this is a great way to start this album. It's a really good beat, and I mean, lyrics were awesome. It's good. I had my head rocking, like, you know, when my head's banging like 10 seconds into an album, you know it's gonna be a good album.
Yeah, definitely. I thought it was kind of like a rallying cry for the whole album, like kind of about getting to the fucking bag. She had this bar that I thought kind of almost like summed everything up, where she's like, I need an auto shop. I need a laundromat. I need a lot of things. Well, shit, what's wrong with that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was pretty cool. She's also like, I'm gonna take your job and I'm gonna bring my squad and I'm gonna hit that slide and we're gonna change shit up. You know, like she just talking about like she's running this shit, she's gonna get to the bag, man.
Yeah. Hard bars to start off. Yeah,
definitely. Also the little like answering machine bit with like Mac Deuce is pretty fucking funny.
Yeah
It's not free game, it's fee game.
Yeah, there's a couple answering machine little snippets in this album that are great. I always like that kind of answering machine, like every like voicemail clip I can think of in most rap albums is always like kind of iconic, you know. So I think it's always a good thing to put in your album. All right, so next track is You Might. What'd you think about this song?
I thought the beat was hard as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And I also there's this bar where she's like talking about, she's like, you sending gun emojis, bitch. I got an actual Chrome and I'll send them thug homies to your actual home. Mm-hmm. I thought that was hard as fuck.
Yeah.
And her ad libs in that little piece like killed me.
Yeah, I like that ad libs in this album in general. I feel like they're they're actually doing something, you know? It's not just always repeating, you know, the last word of every line or whatever. It's like they're actually kind of their own character.
Yeah, like they kind of like react to it. And yeah. I thought the Wayans Bros like reference is like pretty funny, mm-hmm. as well as like the like Axel Foley.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always going to respect a good Beverly Hills Cop reference, because that movie is absolutely goated. Definitely one of Eddie Murphy's best. So, and then this had the first feature of the album, which was Triz.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
Triz is pretty funny. He was like, on Jesus, I'll die before I ever try and give a fuck. Like, that's kind of a funny bar.
Yeah, I really liked his voice. He was giving me some 2 Chainz vibes for sure, you know.
Yeah,
not even just like the tonality of his voice, but also kind of the cadence, you know. And yeah, I dig it. It's good. I'm always curious about the first feature of an album, because obviously when you're putting together an album, it's like, you know, who's gonna be my first feature, because that's gonna kind of set the tone of the album.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, it seemed like they came out swinging. Very strong feature.
Yeah, it was sick. It's a good song.
Yeah. So into the next song, which is Real Assist,
which is basically like the dual income anthem.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd call it a straight up like get your money up song.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
In the chorus, there's like a cash register sound.
Oh, really? Yeah. I missed that. I think I was just vibing with it too hard. I didn't even hear that. That's great, though. And this song had our second feature of the album, right? With the Swisher Sleep.
Seattle Cat, yeah.
Oh, really? Cool. I hadn't heard of him before. I liked his feature, though. His voice kind of reminded me a little bit of Mick Jenkins, except maybe a little less aggressive than Mick Jenkins likes to spit. But yeah, solid feature. What do you think about it?
To me, he kind of sounded like he's giving like a nimble E-40 almost.
Okay. I'm going to save my E-40 comparison for further into this album, but I could probably get behind that.
Yeah, I mean, there's some funny bars by him too. He said, "Ho is hanging on like an ornament. I'm a Corvette. I'm a vet to the core."
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. All right. You have any more thoughts on that song?
No, we can move on to the next one.
Which is Find Out.
Yeah. And this is the first R&B track on the album. Yeah, this track caught me off guard. I did not realize that Gift of Gab had some fucking pipes on her, man. She is a good singer.
Yeah, I thought the shit sounded like it could have been on like R&B radio in the 90s.
Yeah.
She also stays funny too. She says she about to fill him in like an eyebrow. Like.
Yeah. My only issue with this song was it was only 2 minutes long. I mean, I could have, you know, this could have been a 5 minute long song. Yeah, I was just vibing with it real hard.
Definitely.
Yeah. When are we gonna get that R&B album, Gift of Gab?
Come on. And that was followed by the like skit Big G's Emporium.
Big G's Emporium is a top tier, dare I say a god tier skit. This shit was hilarious.
Stripper hoes, librarian hoes, real estate hoes.
Yeah, man, this shit had no right being as funny as it was, man. She's funny. Honestly, these skits are great.
Yeah, I think she could like write like real commercials. Like,
yeah, like they could be bits in like a TV show or something. Yeah, it's hilarious. You remember off? I think maybe it was like The Listening or something. But Little Brother, they used to do those like UBN network, like UBN.
Yeah.
Commercials on their albums. Like this is kind of what that reminded me of, except even funnier. Yeah. It is great.
Chef's kiss.
I love it. I miss having funny skits on albums. I just think it makes the album more enjoyable to listen to.
Yeah, like it's like good like world building almost. Yeah. Like because like the whole point of this is that like I think the album like all together is like a dope car ride, and like during like a dope car ride you're probably like listening to the radio, and like I mean all the skits almost sound like you're just like hearing a commercial, yeah, like on your drive.
Channels. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I need more of these. I need like 5 more of these. I want preferably the next couple albums she comes out with, I want just like half of it to be these skits because it's just hilarious.
Or, I mean, the album itself is only like 30 minutes. Like, you could probably get to that if it was like a full length.
Yeah, give me like 25 more minutes of skits. Give me like a episode, like a TV episode length of skits. Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah. Like I said, I need some more of that. And then after the Emporium is the TGFTG interlude.
Yeah, which is like we're back out here on some like real singing hours.
Yeah.
And this is just like an ode to the game, sort of.
Again, pipes. Yeah. Straight vibe. Like I said, I need more of this R&B shit. I did not. This is the first Gift to Gab album that I've listened to all the way through. So, yeah, like I said, the R&B shit surprised me. But now that I've heard it, I need more, you know. Yeah, it's good. Much respect. I feel like I was even getting some Sir vibes here, especially from that even when the players change, the game remains the same. That bar, the way that she sang it, just kind of reminded me of like something Sir might do, who, you know, I really like Sir. So all respect with that comparison.
Yeah, yeah. The next song is Wait For Me. It had a guitar beat with like trap drums, and mm-hmm. I feel like it's almost like a narrative. It's about her being on the way to pull up on a dude to smoke some weed. And yeah, apparently yeah. Elijah Gray, who is the producer, had like the concept, and she like wrote this song like hella quick.
Oh, cool, cool. Yeah, I see that with the when I pull up, have that shit lit for me bar. And that's really so. I love that bar. I mean, you know, it repeats a lot throughout the song, and that's just a fucking anthem. This is like a summer song, you know, like hot day, like sun's going down. You're rolling to go meet up with the homies. And this song is bumping out of the car. Like, yeah, a great song.
Yeah, I mean, like she almost sounds like she's on like her pimp shit, but she's like singing it. So almost like the two things almost seem like they're like at odds almost. Am I tripping? Like,
but also pimps can be smooth, you know?
Yeah. Well, so, yeah. I mean, I guess. Yeah.
When have you not known a pimp to be smooth, you know?
Yeah, definitely. But I mean, it's all, like, it almost like sneaks up on you, I guess, yeah, like while she's like singing it. You know?
Yeah,
like,
I know. Yeah. I mean, yeah, come on, man. Pimp named Slickback.
You know, I do blunts. I don't do pre-rolls. Like, and she's like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great track. And then it's on to Pressure.
Pressure is Pressure. Like, the fucking bass line in there is filthy.
Yeah, it's a really solid bass line. My one issue with this track is, dude, I fucking hate Teslas. She kept on being like, pull up in a Tesla. I'm like, nah, no. Miss me on the Teslas. Not my car. But besides that, I like the track, but I'm like, I really don't want Teslas to become like a status symbol in the rap community because I fucking hate those cars. Every time some driver on the road is doing some fuck shit, they're driving a fucking Tesla. I swear to God. I was getting off work the other day and I was walking and I walked past one of those cyber trucks that was all like decaled out and there was like two guys standing next to it. And I don't usually do this, but I said out loud, man, that's a dumbass car, and kept on walking. I was like, dude, I just can't stand that company, can't stand that fucking CEO, and I just don't like those cars. But besides that, I fuck with this song. That's my only gripe. That's my only gripe on the album is just
look,
that.
That's not even like the only car that she mentions here. She says she got several DeVilles and a Camry.
Yeah, and I don't have an issue with any of those cars. Those are cool cars. It was just the Tesla thing that was just rubbing me the wrong way. Like I said, only complaint on the album. Let me get off my Tesla hate soapbox.
I like the like kind of like she's in control bar. She's like, I be breaking bitches. It don't matter what the sex is.
Yeah.
And she also said, if we going on a mission, you're going in first. Like that shit's yeah, kind of hard to yeah. me. All right, you got anything else here?
Oh, no, let's move on to the next track.
Go.
Okay, my first thoughts on this song is, and I want to preface this with on this podcast, we do not rock any colors. We got no color affiliation. This is a color neutral podcast. But with that being said, I can 100% imagine somebody C-walking to this song. This is a C-walk type song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it just
yeah.
has that beat, that kind of like Southern California vibe to it. And yeah, I don't know. It's just like the first thing that popped into my head. Like it just made me want to move my feet, you know, like that. But
yeah, yeah, I feel that. So one of the first like most striking things to me was she says she's going Lee Haney with the 480. And like, you know, like I don't know shit. I'd be on like Google having to like learn what things are like all the time. And I had to figure out who Lee Haney was. And so Lee Haney is an American former IFBB professional bodybuilder. He shares the all-time record for most Mr. Olympia titles with 8. And is regarded as one of the greatest bodybuilders to ever grace the stage.
Oh, shit. Okay, cool. Hey, learn something new every day when I'm hanging out with you, man.
Me too. Like, shout out to Google. Do your Googles. I don't know shit. She's like, I'm not knocking anybody, but I'd knock a bitch down, Deontay TKO in the 5th round.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. I also like the way that flowed on the beat. Yeah, I think that was a good bar.
Yeah.
And then the Stunnaman feature on this, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This feature took me for a ride. My first listen through this song, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I'm not on all that disrespecting women shit. I was like, whoa. You know, like, what's he got that bar that's like, a bitch on her period, I make her suck it or some shit like that. That's like one of his first bars. I can't remember exactly how it goes.
He said, like, hold on, I can make a bitch stop, I can make a bitch go.
Yeah,
I can turn Wesley, have a Nightwalker on the blade.
Yeah. I was like, dude, that's wild. I was like, we're really coming out here saying all that shit. But then it's hilarious because then you get to the last half of his bars are all like flipped and just like straight up like positivity shit.
I can make a young lady go to college and achieve her dreams.
Yeah, for real. It's all like, it's still a little forceful, like, you know, but at the same time I'm like, that's hilarious. It's all positive affirmation and shit.
I can put that battery in her back so she don't lack.
Yeah, I'm like, wow, that all of these bars just took me for a wild ride. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm like, wait, what are we doing here?
Stunnaman 02?
Stunnaman?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stunnaman?
Also, that's just probably one of the most hilarious flips, like kind of subject flips in a verse that I've ever heard. I'm just going like straight disrespectful off the jump and then flipping it and being like, he has that whole like run towards the end of his verse that's all just about fucking positivity. I can make a bitch be her best self and like all this shit. And I was like, I was laughing. At first I was like, oh, I don't know if I can get behind this. And then the end, I was just laughing. This album in general just has some comedic gold in it. And I feel like that needs to be acknowledged. Like, hilarious. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, like, yeah, all the way through.
Speaking of hilarious, the last skit on this album, Hold Up, that's the next track, dude. The radio station shit, hilarious.
I don't know what I'm screaming about.
So funny,
like Blink 182 or some shit.
That's cool. The punk ass bitch one had me rolling. It was like what do you call those? It was like like if you were a loved one, like
call J.P. Morgan.
Yeah, call J.P. Morgan. The disclaimer shit. Yeah, it was hilarious. Like it's like a law team or whatever.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That had me rolling. Honestly, I was thinking about it for a second, and I was like, if we ever get a new GTA game, if we ever get GTA 6, like we have to wait another 10 years or whatever, I want her and her team to do some of the those fake ads on the GTA.
We need
radio
to just
station.
Like start campaigning for it now.
100%. Because those are always funny. And that's what this reminded me of, but this is even better. And I'm like, that shit would have me cracking up. If you're on like the hip hop, like GTA radio station, and you had this shit playing, like hilarious.
Yeah.
Yeah. She is a comedian and these skits are top tier. Like give her a TV show or something, you know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Give her a fucking comedy show because I'd be watching that in a heartbeat.
All right. The next song is No Love.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was pretty catchy.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's like a bar where she's
that.
Like,
that's a catchy song.
Look, bitch, I'm not perfect, but I'm damn near close. And this is the song that had the Sugar Free feature.
Yeah, so Sugar Free is the one that I'm going to give my Earl Stevens comparison to. He definitely had that kind of E-40 type of tonality to his voice, which I liked. I mean, I can get behind that. Always been a big Earl Stevens fan. So yeah, Sugar Free. It's a good verse.
I mean, he's also like a fucking legend too. Yeah. Like in his own right.
Yeah. And I mean, like I know we're going to get there later, but I'm probably going to say that this was my favorite feature on this album.
Interesting, because I'm definitely going to go Stunna Man 02.
Oh, okay. So we got our two Earl Steven comparisons going head to head on best feature. I see how it is. All right. You want to move on to Dang G?
Yeah, so I'm probably corny as fuck for this, but it was my favorite song on the album.
God damn it.
I know. I saw your shit, like, after I had done my shit, and I was like, fuck.
This can't be your favorite song on the album. This is my favorite song on the album.
Well, you could go.
I mean, it is what it is.
It's like,
I just want to say I think it's dope to end your album with arguably maybe the best song on the album. I mean, you know, I'm sure everybody has their own opinions about what their favorite song is on this album, but I think she ended it really hard, you know, like ended it like on top. Is a great song in a bunch of different ways. I'm gonna say this is gonna be probably gonna go into my like therapy music playlist, because it's just a song filled with positive affirmation. I really fuck with the fact that she's basically throughout the whole song acknowledging what it took for her to get to the place that she is now. And I think that's great. I think we could honestly benefit from having a little bit more of that in hip hop. And just like, yeah, that positivity, self-love shit, I like that. I can really get behind that. Gives me a lot of respect for her in that regard, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like, the open letter to yourself rap is fucking tight.
Yeah.
Like, it's really cool. Yeah. And it's interesting because it's just, like, completely different than, like, the rest of the album, kind of.
Yeah, but I think that the introspective aspect of it, like, works. I think that works to that.
Yeah.
The advantage of that, where the whole song is about... kind of like what you said, it's almost kind of like a joyride, like you're hanging out with your friends, smoking weed, getting your money up and all that stuff. And then you take that like breath, that like moment at the end to, self-love, like give thanks to yourself. Talk about what you went through to get to the place that you are now, and give yourself respect for that. And that's a solid song. I would say if you're gonna take like a single out of this album that would blow up, I feel like that would be it. I think a lot of people, even people that aren't necessarily like huge fans of like hip hop, I think could still listen to that song and really get behind the vibe of it, the message, like her flow, the instrumentation, the beat is also great. So. Definitely favorite song on the album. I got to give it to it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the album. Well. Yeah.
All right. So do we want to get on to our awards, the RapQuest Northwest?
RapQuest Northwest Album Award Show. Let's get into it. I mean, we already talked about some of this, you know, best track, best feature, whatnot. Did you have a best beat?
I really liked Pressure. Like, I like the driving bass line and, like, the switch up for the chorus.
Yeah. I can respect that. For me, I think my favorite beat is actually the intro song. But I think that is also just because it started the album off like pretty hot. So I was like immediately like in the zone to listen to this album. But yeah, I mean, it's good. The drums are sick. Like the instrumental is just fire. Yeah. Yeah, that's where I'm at. And then what do you have for best bars? I know we talked about a couple bars, but
I have Ray and Claude, Y'all Just Can't Get Right, which is a reference to the 1992 Eddie Murphy film Life. And then my other favorite was Everything Gonna Be G, but Everything Is Not Gonna Be Free. If you're in my business, you need equity.
Yeah.
And I,
dang,
that was some ism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for real. I mean, like, put that on a poster hanging in my office. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
that's great. That's great. I like that. I love it when some bars just kind of have that like heavy knowledge drop.
Yeah.
Where you're like, dang, I'm gonna put those bars in my head and think about it.
I feel like a lot of times like she's like it's like fun. Like the song's fun. It's like a fun car ride. But like also she's like telling you to like go get your shit together.
That's what's cool about this album though, is that it's hitting you everywhere. It's like she's hitting you with the bangers that like light a blunt to and kick back, hang out with your homies. She's hitting you with the funny skits that are making you laugh. She's hitting you with the R&B that's just like a vibe. And then she's hitting you with that like self respect, introspective song at the end. And so that's good. I feel like not all albums do a good job at having that kind of variety while still being like a cohesive, like, you know, album. Yeah. So, yeah, big props for that. And then we kind of touched on best song as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both on that. Thanks, G.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Also, maybe like honorable mention to You Might, which is like kind of funny. Tell them what it is. It's exactly what it looked like. I thought there were like some dope references and it kind of sounded like she was like bullying someone, which is funny.
To sum it up, I mean, I really think Give to Gab did her thing. You know, this is my first, like I said earlier, this is my first time listening to a whole album of hers. And hey, I'm here for it. Solid bars, good singing, great voice, funny as fuck. Like, what's not to like here, you know?
Yeah, if y'all feel the same way we did about the album, go pay your respect to Gifted Gab, like the album, follow her on socials, go to her shows, etc. Support your local artists, especially the ones that make fucking dope music.
Yeah, support your local artists. Cannot stress that enough. And, you know, hopefully you have listened to this album before you listen to our review on it. But if you haven't, like, go listen to Gifted Gab and go through her back catalog. You know, she's got a lot of cool stuff in there. She's doing shows around here all the time. Like, she's a really great Seattle artist, you know.
Yeah, that wraps up our album breakdown for this week. Stick around for our tangentially related power rankings.
Rap Quest Northwest podcast. You know what it is. Yeah.
All right, y'all, welcome to the tangentially related power ranking segment, Cars of the Pacific Northwest edition.
All right, you ready, man?
Yeah, let's get into it.
You have to pick an average group of drivers of one of these car models to team up like Voltron and defend Seattle from three kaiju-sized hobo spiders.
What the fuck are you talking about? Like Transformers or whatever? Like what? Or like all the cars are going to combine and so be like an aspect of a bodysuit? Like Voltron?
Yeah. So you'll have like five fucking beat up Subarus with like coexist stickers. They come together. One's the head. One's like two are the arms and two are the legs. What? And they got to fight like a giant fighting robot against three hobo spiders.
Okay. Against kaiju sized hobo spiders.
Yeah. Like all giant. Right. Like
what's the terrain?
Huh?
What's the terrain?
They're defending your block.
The cars are defending the block?
Yeah, the fighting robot.
And the hobo spiders are coming from where? It's just around the way.
Yeah, it's coming up water. From like the sewers. They're coming up from, they're radioactive, coming up from the sewers.
They come up from the sewers, and then they just like grow exponentially in like 2 seconds into kaiju-sized hobo spiders. That's crazy because I don't even want to get into this because I'm notorious for getting way too specific about these games. But what, like on a scientific level, if you exponentially increase the size of a hobo spider, what is the power ranking of like their strength and like the tensile strength of like their spider web and their bite and their venom? Like, come on. Can anything on this planet that's not like a nuke destroy a hobo spider?
Oh, I never said that you were going to win. It's just like, what's going to give you like the best chance? I'll give you the big board and you pick whatever you think gives you the best chance to win here.
Yeah. Also, I'm not like terrified of spiders per se, but I think hobos growing up were always the spider to avoid.
Yeah, right?
And it was always, we'd always see the grotesque like pictures.
Because like necrosis and shit.
Yeah. Oh,
that's God, why I picked them.
I saw a giant hobo spider. I'm turning the other way. All right, let's get into it.
You ready for the big board?
Yeah. Hit me.
All right. Beat up Subaru with coexist bumper sticker.
What year?
1996.
Okay. So like the true hatchback Outbacks? Not like the new ones that are like,
if you take a look
SUVs.
At your...
Okay, yeah. Like the classic ones around when we're growing up. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
so Tesla Model 3. Ugh. Toyota Tacoma.
Hell yeah.
Okay, we got a Prius.
Oh yeah, great gas mileage.
And you got to remember, you're teaming up with like four people who like drive these.
Oh right, it's the okay.
You
so
can
it's
be the
car,
leader.
It's the cars and it's the drivers.
Yes,
both. And we all have to work
form
together.
Like Voltron, and
I'm in like the head.
Yeah,
or
why
something.
Not?
I'm
that's
like the
funny.
Commander or something.
Yeah, you get to be the leader. You're okay. The red Power Ranger here.
All right.
A 4Runner. Beat up Toyota Corolla.
Oh my God. Dang. This is going to be difficult. I'm assuming the Corolla and the 4Runner are also from like the late 90s.
Yeah.
And the Tacoma as well.
Yeah. Or, I mean, like you've got a Tacoma. I guess like.
So, okay.
They could all be like your Tacoma.
Okay, so I'm choosing 4. I'm sorry. I know you explained this, but
no, it's gonna
I
be,
got too caught up of the cars.
You're gonna
themselves
be you're gonna be piloting one of them as well, but it's like 5 of like one of this models of
so
car.
So like 2 legs, 2 like arm fist combos, and then
mm-hmm.
the head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I get to pick one as the head, and then
no, you just like pick one of these because it's gonna be 5 of that car.
Oh, it's like, going to be 5 of one of the cars?
Yeah.
Oh,
so like,
okay.
You're
my
be, like,
bad.
Teamed
I thought
up
I was
with,
picking
like,
5 different cars.
5, like, Tesla drivers or, like, 5
okay.
Prius drivers.
100%. Like, I know I'm slightly biased here, but 100%, it's going to be Toyota Tacomas, bro. People have won revolutions, have won rebellions. How many rebels have you seen in foreign countries with a fucking machine gun mounted in the back of a Toyota Tacoma from like, you know, 30 years ago or whatever, driving in the middle of some crazy terrain, and they're like usurping some fucking government or whatever, you know, like overthrowing a dictatorship in a fucking beat up Toyota Tacoma. You don't think those things could take down a giant, 2 giant spiders or whatever?
Three
giant spiders? I'm telling you, man. Give me 3. Wait, where am I pulling the average drivers of these cars from? Like this area?
From your neighborhood.
Oh, from my neighborhood? What the fuck? I'm all here for it because there's actually a bunch of old Toyota Tacomas in my neighborhood.
Yeah.
And they're all like overlanding rigs that are like, they have like the TRD suspension kits and they're like raised or whatever. And they have like the overlanding like caps on the truck bed and shit. And those people are prepared for like an apocalypse or off the grid living or whatever the fuck they're doing in those things that they drive as their daily commuter, but also are ready to like cross Australia in those or whatever the fuck. Either way, I know if you know anything about the Toyota way, they're a great business with great business practices. They wrote the book on modern day business models.
My girlfriend's dad's also into Toyotas.
But seriously, I mean, that's a huge point that people make about Toyota Tacomas and their reliability. Is like there's literally wars that have been won in the bed of a fucking Toyota Tacoma. So if any of those cars are going to be capable of defeating some hobo spiders, it's going to be those. And I'm just going to tell you why everything else on the list. I already told you about Teslas. Like I say, around this town, every shitty driver, I don't want to say every shitty driver that I come across, but I will say the most frequent shitty drivers that I come across are people in Teslas. I don't know if it's because they're letting the car drive for them or if it's baby's first car or whatever the fuck. They've never driven a car before. But every time I see some people doing some fucking horse shit, like they're just breaking laws. And I don't even mean breaking laws like they're speeding or they're like taking a turn abruptly. I mean, it looks like they do not know how to drive. They are in a fucking Tesla. I swear to God. And I don't know why. I don't know if it's like this is the first car they've ever driven or the car has more control than the driver does or whatever. But or they're staring at the big ass screen too much or they're like texting and thinking that the car is going to drive for them or whatever it is. It's a problem. If I could, you know, if they voted me mayor in tomorrow, I would, I don't know, ban Teslas from city limits or something. I don't know. I mean, I appreciate that the people think that they're being environmentally conscious when they buy those fucking EVs, which is not the case at all. But at the same time, I don't know. They're pretentious. They've become a fucking status symbol for like, I don't know, first generation rich tech bros. And they're just stupid and ugly. I don't know, man. I fucking hate those cars. Subarus, the classic, like, late 90s, early 2000s Subaru Outbacks, on the other hand, those are a sick car, pretty reliable car. I still see people today, like, driving around those everywhere. And, you know, Subaru's a cool company. My only issue with them is that for some reason, that Subaru Outback, which is like a, it's like, sedan, it's a car with a hatchback. Somehow in the last like 20 years that has turned into like a full-size SUV, and I'm like, why did that happen?
That's literally most cars are kind of like that now.
I mean, that's true. I mean, the same thing happened with the Tacomas, is they went from being this like what was a mid-sized truck back in the day, but if you look at it today, it almost kind of looks like a small compact truck, to being these like fairly large trucks, right? And I don't know, I'm sure there's a lot of reasons why that's happening, but whatever. Regardless, I've seen those Subarus go through some shit, so they would definitely be second on the list if it wasn't for those Tacomas. Prius is cool. I mean, it's a reliable car. You know, a lot of people get around.
Yeah, they're hardworking people who drive the
Priuses.
Hey,
I would take those drivers. If I could take those drivers and put them in the Tacomas, like 100%. You know, I rarely come across a bad Prius driver, except for that one Uber ride I was in where that dude almost ran over like two cyclists and then proceeded to stop and scream his head out the window at them for no fucking reason, but whatever. But also, like, 4Runners are great too. They have, especially the older models, insane amount of reliability. But you don't see 4Runners winning wars. You know what I'm saying? You do not see 4Runners in other countries throwing over dictators. So sick cars. You know, I mean, they're cool. I see a lot of people driving around.
How many hobo spiders could like the 4Runner drivers beat?
4Runner drivers of like the late 90s models, I think that if someone's been driving like a late 90s model 4Runner since the late 90s and it's got like 300,000 miles on it or whatever and it still looks good, I would bet that those are some really fucking solid drivers. They know how to maintain their vehicles and they probably hopefully work well with others. So
would you be able to lead them into combat?
I think I would. If they were like the feet, you know, if they were the feet of the mech suit, like, hell yeah, right? Hell yeah. But I think the Tacomas would have to be the arms with, like, some guns attached because I've seen those things in action. They have a track record, you know what I'm saying? All right, I'm not going to rant about that for too long. But
all right, and that concludes the fuck Tesla section of our podcast.
I will say we usually say we're pro a lot of things on this podcast, but I'm going to say right now this is an anti-Tesla podcast. So, you know, if anyone's listening, that
fuck you, Elon.
Yeah, exactly. If anyone is listening to this podcast is pro-Elon, like, I'm sorry, but you might need to start listening to a different podcast. But yeah, that's it for tangentially related power rankings. Thank you for sticking with us through my fucking car rant. Next up, we got two bars and an accidental Bronson.
Rat Quest Northwest Pod motherfucking cast.
Live from my girlfriend's shed, it's Squim Washington's favorite segment, Two Bars and an Accidental Bronson. All right, here we go. Stolen Krug in the white Chrysler Pacifica.
It's not bad. It's kind of bad. I'm not disappointed. I'm not mad. Maybe I'm a little disappointed. I'm just going to say, let's keep working on him. We'll get the Action Bronson eventually.
I'm like Uber Eats Italian leather on my feet.
I'm like Uber Eats. Nah, man. I swear to God, every time I try to do the accent, I just go into that, you know, boop, 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 boop.
How you gonna say the bitch from Batman can't save Gotham?
You gonna say the bitch from Batman can't save Gotham? What bitch from Batman are we referring to?
Fuck, I don't know. I read it on, like, a fucking tweet.
Gotcha. Hey, let's go. Is that actually the accidental Action Bronson? Is that the tweet?
I'll play the game so that went at my dude.
Oh, are you trying to throw me for a loop? God damn it. Okay, well, I know that the...
I feel like we should have, like, set the stakes here. Here's the issue. Dude's up 2-0 on me, so, like, I had to play tough.
Oh, so you're throwing me for a loop so that I intentionally lose this one because you know that the game is rigged against you. Okay, I know that the first one, Stolen Krug and the White Chrysler Pacifica, has to be from this album because she was talking about cars the whole album. Like, come on, that's a dead give. Like, give me some harder shit. I'm like Uber Eats Italian leather on my feet. Hilariously, I feel like that would be a literal Action Bronson like line because, come on. That's definitely, that. I know that's a tweet. I know that's a tweet.
Which one's the tweet?
I'm like Uber Eats Italian leather on my feet.
I finally won one.
God damn it.
Stolen Krug in the white Chrysler Pacifica.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Wow. Man, I was talking to Isaiah. I was like, fuck. Like, if I lose this time, I'm just going to have you, like, make, like, a bar that, like, sounds like whoever we're talking about next just so I could get a win.
Bro, I didn't know you were versed in psychological warfare, man. Okay. I got you. Wow, you threw me for a loop. I should have gone with my gut. You dry snitched on yourself, and I should have known that that's exactly what was happening. It's the bitch from Batman, right?
No, Stolen Krug and the White Chrysler.
It was the White Chrysler one? Oh, yeah. My God.
That was a tweet.
Wow, I'm really disappointed in myself. Wow. Okay, well, you know,
she
gonna
talked
salty.
About so much fancier cars the whole time. Like, a Pacifica is not a fancy car, right?
She also talked about shitty Corollas. Did she talk about Corollas and shit?
No, I don't think so.
Wait, when she was talking about the Tesla? What are those bars?
I'm going back to check it.
Yeah. She talked about three different cars in that song.
Several DeVilles and a Camry.
Toyota Camry is like basically, I mean, it's a nice, reliable car nowadays, but depends on how old of a Camry you're driving. I would drive a Camry, but like a nice, like a, maybe like a souped up Camry. I drove like a, was that a Camry or Corolla? Yeah, I think I drove a Camry once. It was like a rental car or whatever because they were fixing some shit on my car. And I didn't like it.
So today, like, I want to let you know how unhinged I am about this. Like, first, I, like, showed my, like, I showed these to, like, Katrina, and she guessed right.
Oh, and then you got...
And then I was like all up shit. In myself. Yeah, you were like, oh, no. Man, I'm about to like be like 0-3. So I call Isaiah.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, yo.
Really?
And
then, you phoned a friend to cheat me out of this win? You bastard.
Dude, I like... Yeah, I focus group this with like three wow. people to like try and beat you here.
Two assists? The girl and the brother?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, shame. Shame. You couldn't do it yourself? Damn. Wow.
Man,
I see how it is.
I couldn't hold these L's. Like, you know, it takes a community.
All right, whatever. I'll come back and get my W next week. I'll give you one. I'm not going to be too salty about it.
I was about to completely change this game.
Really?
Like, if
we're
going to
scrap the game if I
Yeah, it was
going to
be a completely different
wow,
game.
Wow, now I'm even madder that I didn't get that one. Because then we would get a whole new game. All right, whatever. Whatever. I'll get you next week. Don't you worry about it. All right, y'all. Thanks for joining us. I'm gonna end this podcast salty, but hey. We talked about a good album. We got to listen to some bangers on Song Small Yay. I got to get on my soapbox about fucking Toyota Tacomas. Like, we did our thing, you know? So that'll do it for today's episode. Thanks for sticking around to the end. Hope you all enjoyed listening to the pod today. If you did, make sure you follow us on all our socials. Follow the Rap Quest Northwest blog. Check out Give to Gav's music. Check out all the music that we covered this week. We'll post in the show notes for the pod. Make sure you follow us on all your streaming platforms. You know, do your thing. You already know what to do. Yeah.
Until next time, fellow hip-hop lovers.